Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
And spirit-filled people, be spirit-filled. But you must remember the Bible says, stir up the gift that is on the inside of you. And so many of us, we allow the Spirit, we get Him, but we just keep Him dormant by not activating Him by the words of our mouth, by the release, by what we believe, what we say. And as my wife says, when you don't know what to pray for, as you ought, the Bible in Romans 8:26 says that when you pray and you don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for you with groanings that cannot be uttered. That's in the heavenly language. And what He's doing, He's praying the perfect will of the Father. So when you pray in the Spirit, let me just say this. When you do pray in the Holy Spirit or in your heavenly language, you are supposed to, after that, expect something to happen. Because if I'm praying His perfect will, you know, something good's about to go down. It could be for someone else. It could be for me. But something good's going to happen. And, you know, a lot of the times God shows me what I'm praying for. How many of you, when you're praying in the Spirit, He'll show you just a flash of something or someone or a word, and you'll boom, and you know what you're praying or who you're praying for? It works. It truly does. Amen. And so don't be afraid and shy of the fact that you're spirit-filled. You might as well be shy and afraid of the fact that you're saved. Because out there today, a lot of naysayers, you know, they consider it foolishness. But we consider the cross of God, the power. Amen? So, and listen, let me just say this. The devil's very vocal. He's very vocal right now over the internet, over the TV, over the airwaves, over anything through people's mouths. He's not holding back. He ain't shy. Amen. And remember this, when the devil spoke through Goliath, David spoke through the King of Glory. And David outspoke Goliath five times, by five times as much. He outspoke Goliath. And I can promise you this right now. If you're not speaking to your giants, they're speaking to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, you hearing where the money coming from, honey? You're hearing about how you're going to get over this one. You're hearing about, but he said and she said. Oh, your giants will be speaking to you in your life. You better make sure you shut that giant up. By what you say. Amen. And what you say is what David said. You're not coming against me. You're coming against the God of heaven's armies. You're coming against the God of whom I happen to belong. I happen to be a child of this God, a child of the King. You will listen to me because a king makes a decree and it gets carried out. And God said His word can't come back void. And I mean, we can just go on and on and on. And the victory keeps coming. The victories keep coming. How many of you saw victory through this last year? And the year before? Sure, we had setbacks. There were a lot of setbacks. A lot of people lost loved ones. But you know what? In Christ, you're still victorious. Because to be absent from the body is to be where? Present with the Lord. Isn't that true? So you are ultimately victorious in all things in your life. And that's the kind of attitude you've got to have. And you've got to keep that attitude. And you've got to have faith to believe it. And then you've got to act like you believe it. In other words, believe it and speak it and then expect the result. That's the kind of people we are. That's the kind of church that God came for. That's the kind of church that the Holy Spirit created right in the book of Acts. The day of Pentecost, He came and said, I've come for an explosive church, not a, ooh, be quiet and shut your mouth church. They were so loud there that the whole of the city heard this noise and came running out to see what was going on, and they were praying in a strange tongue. And there was fire sitting on each and every one of them. And then we get into church and we like, amen, amen, brother. God didn't come for a dead church. He started alive, on fire, vibrant, energetic church that doesn't take no for an answer from the enemy. That doesn't accept the trash from the enemy. That says, I've been redeemed from the curse that came through the fall. I am redeemed from that thing. Galatians 3:13. I've got scripture for everything I'm telling you. Everything I'm telling you, there's scripture for. And I'd like to welcome Pastor Smith and his precious wife and the whole family here. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. And we discovered, and I spoke to his daughter and son-in-law, and what a great time we had together. And I spoke to them, and I recognized and realized that the first time I did anything in Port St. Lucie was in your church. You gave it to the Body Network to use, and I was invited, and I actually sung on your altar that night, look what the Lord has done. Yeah. Yeah, in your church, sir. So thank you for doing all that you've done and being who you are and passing it down to your family. The mantle comes down. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I feel like we've already had church. Amen. Now, some places you go, they have 4 or 5 hour services. I mean, when I used to go to Haiti and Jamaica, I mean, if I preached only for 2 hours, they want to lynch you. I stayed there one night preaching, well, most nights in Jamaica, preaching till midnight. And the service started at 6, and they did an hour and a half worship. Come on. In Denmark, I went to 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. So don't push your luck. You might be until the next year comes. Happy New Year, everybody. And you know, my title is You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. I'm sure you've heard that saying before. I mean, you look at it and you think, oh, look at that guy. He's got such a wonderful looking turnip growing or whatever it is growing that's a carrot. But the other guy, he's mingy. He's got nothing. You're judging a book by the cover. How many of you ever read a book because you liked the cover? And you got about 5 pages down and you threw it out? You've been there, right? We've all been there. So what we want to do right now, listen, it's still the first part of the new year. First seeds, first fruits will see you through the rest of the year. God already said, if the first part be holy, the whole lump becomes holy. So we want to do something for the first fruits of the year and make godly decisions on our own lives. Now, a couple of 2 weeks ago, I think, or last week, I don't know, New Year's service, God got me to just start decreeing and declaring and prophesying over the church at the end of the service. And I just went. I had no notes, nothing. We just spoke the word of God, and it turned out to be 6 pages, which is a lot of speaking. But I listened to it because I was concerned about putting it on the radio because there was a lot of music in the background. I thought they couldn't hear it. And my sister Karen over there works with WCNO. And they all agreed, no, put it on in this form because the anointing's on it. But I did type it out in case they needed it. Or I was going to speak it into the radio. So if you want a copy of the blessing that was spoken over you, Laura's made copies of them. You can pick one up before you leave. And you can read that thing over your life. And don't just read it once. Amen. Throughout the year. Don't just confess healing once. Confess it throughout your life. Amen. Come on. We've got to live by the power and the word of God. I mean, Psalm 119, just read it. That's the biggest chapter, the longest chapter in the Bible. It's in the middle of the Bible. It's just an amazing chapter in the book of Psalms 119. But read Psalm 101, 2, 3, and 4 verses. It's just your word, your precept. It changes my life. It keeps me, it grows me, it helps me, it strengthens me. The word of God is power, folks. It's power. And God said, my word cannot. That means it's impossible. Cannot come back without accomplishing what I sent it out for. Now he said, if your word, like my wife said, that's in 1 John 5, 14 and 15, he says this is a confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, well, what's his will? The word of God is the will of God. So if I ask anything according to that will, he hears me and I know I get the petition I've desired of him. So God is watching over his word, Jeremiah 1:12. He's watching over his word to perform it. And I keep coming back to this because it's vitally important to understand. When you speak the word of God, it's the will of God. God's watching over that word you spoke to perform it in your life. And produce the fruit of what that word carries. So is it important to speak? You betcha. I think if David didn't speak, we wouldn't have had that story in the Bible. He wouldn't have been an anointed king. Or he wouldn't have been the king. So we've got to understand that today, I want to set in motion. We all need to, this the rest of this month. So this is probably going to be a 2 or 3 week series. But for the rest of this month, we are going to set the stage for our year. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want change. Well, I'm happy with how things went, you know. I've still got my job. I've still got my house. I'm still married. I'm pretty cool. And No. Don't ever be satisfied. I mean, don't be like, oh, what I've got. Be grateful for what you have. But never settle for that. Because good is enemy of best. So if it was good last year, let's get a better year this year. Amen. So you've got to go into the year with a mindset of I'm coming out the other side better than what I'm going in. Yes. And the way you leave a year is the way you enter a year. And we left last year victoriously and we proclaimed and decreed the blessing over each and every one of us. I left that year strong and powerful, and now I'm going to be stronger and more powerful at the end of this year. Amen. And if you don't think according to that way, the way God thinks, do you know that God's positive? Did you know that God's problem? Do you know that there's no negative praise? God is a positive God. God is on the move and God is moving forward. And he's taking all the little duckies or sheepies behind him with him. He doesn't want to leave us behind. He said, ride this wave all the way to the return of your son, of his son, our Savior. Can you say amen? And so we want to sit for the rest of this year the stage so that we can walk in this year in victory. Now, don't just think money or healing. I'm talking about, what about those little roadblocks that the devil uses to trip you up with, like impatience? Anyone been there? You all prayed the prayer, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now. Right? What about anger? Oh, I'll never get anger. Liar. I'm talking about where the rubber meets the road, yeah. I'm not talking about what I look like. Oh, God, help us. Okay. Now, listen. The farmer sows. My wife was talking about this. He sows because he believes that the laws of nature are settled and fixed. The laws of nature are settled and they're fixed in place. How many of you believe that's true? You don't believe it? Climb on this roof and jump and find out which way you go. The law of that is settled, gravity is going to pull you down. It's a settled deal. That's why they can create rockets and airplanes and things according to what they know about the law. Right? And that they know when they come back into the Earth's atmosphere, there's going to be a major burning and fire taking place. So they use the law that's already settled. And they use that to get flight going and to come back into the atmosphere. They use the right kind of materials, etc., etc. How many of you know it's true?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement